们今天的新闻，然后再就是我用中文读，孩子们可以跟老师去读学。啊，今天讲到正道的题目是老李家教会的好消息。啊，经文呢是在启示录第三章十四节到二十一节。启示录圣经最后一节啊，十四节到二十一节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 22. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works, that you are neither hot nor cold. Whether you are either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, I need nothing. Not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. To those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. To the one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
This is the word, 启示录第三章十四节到二十二节。你要写信给老底家教会的使者，说那位阿门的，未诚实、诚信、真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说我知道你的心意，你也不冷也不热，我发的你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷瞎眼视身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。又买白衣穿上，叫你吃身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有人听见我声音就开门了，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有我的，都应当听。
Let us pray for the preaching of God's word.
让我们祷告。
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer.
我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
Amen. So it's good to be back with you today.
很高兴又和大家在一起。
And I think it's important sometimes to explain why, as a guest preacher, you choose the passage that you have chosen.
所以有时候呢，作为一个被请来的牧师讲道，也许要跟大家分享一下为什么选这一段经文。
After all, there's so many stories and passages in the Bible. So what is going on right now that I would choose this particular text?
你认为圣经中有很多很好的经文、很好的段落都可以讲，那么在这个时候，我为什么选了这段经文？
So my limited Chinese is just good enough to notice that Shabal gave me a little introduction that says I was a teacher.
他说我的中文不好，但是呢，也许在我介绍他的时候说他曾经是个老师。
I couldn't tell if he said I was a good teacher or a bad teacher, but that's beside the point.
那没有讲我是好老师还是坏老师，那不重要。
But last fall I was able to teach high school students, we went through some of the less read books of the Bible.
去年的秋天呢，我和我们教会的高中的学生，然后一起呢，我教了一个同学，那就是很多圣经里面不常读的那些书卷书。
We spent many quite a few weeks looking at this book of Revelation.
我们花了好几个星期在这个启示录上。
And I began to think about this book again and some of the themes that are there for then and for us today.
那我又在想启示录这些经文那时候对于那些学生有什么，对我们现在的教会又有什么意义。
I also remember hearing sermons from when I was a child and growing up in the church about some of the verses in here that I always had questions about.
那我也很想到我长大的时候，我小的时候在教会，那么教会的牧师也讲到讲一些经文，那时候我有些问题，那么现在我还有这些问题，那今天呢就可以跟大家分享。
What does it mean for a Christian to be lukewarm?
那就是作为一个基督徒怎么会又不冷又不热呢？
Why would Jesus be standing at the door and knocking to Christians?
为什么耶稣在门口敲门？
Sometimes the message of this church, of this letter to Laodicea, can be viewed very negatively.
有时候呢，对老底家写的这封书信，有时候大家会看的觉得很难过，有一部分一些反面的意义。
But yet there is much good news and encouragement for the church at Laodicea and our church today.
但是实际上。对老底家教会有很多的鼓励，也对我们今天同样有很好的鼓励。
See, the problem is when we look at people back then and think we are better than they are and that we don't struggle with these things.
问题是呢，我们现在有时候看过去的教会古老的教会，有时候觉得我们比他强呢，他怎么不懂呢？
Yet if we are honest with ourselves, including myself, we would say that we struggle with these very things.
如果我们对自己是真实的，那我们就会知道我们在这上面一样的存在。
Now we're kind of jumping into the middle here, but actually the end of these seven letters to these seven churches around the Mediterranean Sea.
我们呢是正好直接跳到中间了。实际上启示录呢是有七封信写给七间教会，这七间教会呢就是在地中海周围。
In fact, if you look at the Mediterranean as a sea, if you look up here at my hand, a sea, the churches are all up in this area, in the Mediterranean Sea.
如果你看那个就地中海像个 sea 这个的话，那教会呢都就在这附近。
See, what Jesus is challenging this particular church with is this.
那耶稣向这些教会，向老底家教会的挑战是什么呢？
We need to repent of our self-sufficient and purposeless religion and renew my intimate relationship with Him. I'll say it again. To repent of my self-sufficient and purposeless religion and renew my intimate relationship with Him.
再讲一遍，就是我们要悔改，悔改什么呢？我们有自满，我们就有个宗教呢，但是没有目标。我们要和耶稣重新建立亲密的关系。
So let's look at the salutation in the opening verse in verse 14.
那我们就讲第一段第一节经文，第一节经文就是向老底家教会的问候。
Jesus says that these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation.
那耶稣呢说他自己就是什么呢？就是那位阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首。
If you look at the letters of the New Testament from that time, people often gave them titles and described who they were.
你要知道，在那个时候，那个新约时代，他们写信呢，首先要自我介绍，把自己是谁，他的有些称呼要先写出来。
And really what these different terms can be boiled down to is this. It points to Jesus' self-sufficiency. Let's look at just one, where Jesus calls himself the Amen. Now, we've used this word many times already in the service, so I hope you know what it means. It literally means, may it be so, let it be fulfilled. There was a custom in the synagogue that when somebody said something that was true and accurate, that the people would respond with, Amen. Jesus would sometimes begin some of his teaching with truly, truly, or verily, verily. Literally, it's Amen, Amen. And there's a reason why Jesus is identifying himself as the self-sufficient one. The true witness, the ruler of all creation. It's because he's addressing some of the concerns he has for the Christians in Laodicea. And so secondly, we need to look at these concerns that Jesus has, which is part of what we're talking about, is faithlessness and self-sufficiency. So the first problem, this faithlessness or purposeless religiosity, is seen in verses 15 and 16.
那第一点呢，就是讲他们那个所谓的宗教呢是没有宗教的，就是在15节和16节。
Let me read these verses again. I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. For many years, these verses were a mystery to me.
这段经文很多年对我来说也都是有一个很神秘的一个奥秘。
I can remember growing up in church and having preachers say something like this.
我记得有些讲到我长大的时候，他们会这么样教导。
That as a Christian, God wants you to be either completely on fire for Him or completely cold towards Him.
作为一个基督徒，神在是希望你对他真正的发火热，或者呢，你就冷冷的放。But
don't be in between, don't be lukewarm, be one or the other.
别在中间待着，也别也不冷也不热。In
this view, it's you're questioning what your spiritual interest is.
这里实际上是在讲你属灵的真理是什么。
One thing I always struggled with, though, is nowhere in the Bible are Christians permitted to be cold towards Christ. Let me use an analogy from your workplace. In this view, it's as if your boss were to come to you one day. And say, to be an employee at this business, you have two options. You can either be an employee of the month and set sales records.
你可以呢，就像我们的优秀的员工，然后呢，你的那个销售量呢，可以创纪录。
Or you can sit at your computer all day and surf the internet and check sports scores and do whatever you want.
或者呢，你就在你电脑前面上网，或者看这个运动的一些成绩吧，你随便做。
But don't do both of those at the same time.
别的两件事都做。
I wonder if you would have a job if he gave you the other option, the second option. It sounds ridiculous when we put it in that context. So what is Jesus saying to these Christians and to us? This is where it's helpful to know some of the geography of some of the surrounding cities. One city, Hierapolis, nearby, was known for its hot springs. Which people would use for medicinal purposes.Another nearby city we're somewhat familiar with is Colossae. To which Paul would write a letter to the church of the Colossians. Colossae had cold springs that were used for refreshment.Laodicea had a problem. Where they were located did not have many springs at all. And so they had to bring in water via a viaduct. And so by the time the water got there from Hierapolis, it was no longer hot and useful, but it was.
Lukewarm.
So it lost its medical usefulness. Likewise, when the water came from Colossae, it was no longer refreshingly cold. And so it was not good for, you could drink it, but it wasn't as good as at Colossae. So when Jesus challenged us then for being lukewarm, he's challenging their ineffective actions.He's saying that they are his people, but they are they have bankrupt spirituality. That they have purposeless religiosity. So, what is the cause of this problem? Well, it's the second major issue that is found in chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. And we're going to look at verse 18 first. See, Jesus knows these individuals in this church very well. Laodicea was known as an agricultural and textile industry.In the valleys around the city, the sheep would graze. Through careful breeding, the sheep produced a glossy black wool that was very much in demand.
If
you could wear some of the wool from Laodicea, you are making a fashion statement.
如果你能够穿一件从用这个哥罗西那里的羊毛制成的毛衣呢，你确实是很时尚。
Not so much now, but about 50 years ago, it would be the equivalent of wearing a fur coat to say, I can afford a fur coat.
那当然现在你就说了，如果这个再过几十年前，你就像你有个那个招皮大衣一样，你那个毛皮大衣，你穿你说我很有钱，我可以有一个皮大衣。Which
lets us understand verse 17.
这里就使得我们懂得。As
they had this unique wool and they made lots of money.
他们有这个毛衣。
It brought financial success in both agriculture and in the wool and in banking.
那么他们呢就很成功，他们不管是农业啊，还是纺织业啊，甚至他们的银行业都很赚钱。
Just to give you an idea how rich Laodicea was.
再给你讲一讲，那个老底家那时候是蛮有钱的。
The city had a devastating earthquake in AD 60.
主后60年呢，那个城市呢有一次大地震，蛮大的一次地震。And
the city was so rich that they refused financial help from Rome.
这个城市呢，它很富有，所以呢，那时候罗马帝国说，我们给你点钱援助你一下，他们说我们不需要。Even
in America today, when there's a natural catastrophe, sometimes people will appeal to the federal government for help.
那当然，现在在美国有些地方如果有自然灾害的话，那那个地方就会跟联邦政府说，哎，给点钱嘛。It
seems that Jesus is using this self-sufficiency to address the root problem of this church.
耶稣实际上在用这个他们自足自满来告诉他们，他们确实在信仰上有问题。They
have become so self-sufficient that they had no need for Christ Himself.
他们就是他们很知足嘛，那他们就没有需求，没有需要耶稣基督了。So
in verse 18 we get this last phrase where Jesus says, "And salve for your eyes so you can see."
那这为什么耶稣在十八节的后半段说，我买眼药擦你眼睛，使你们看见。
So whereas a neighboring city had the hot springs for medicine, Laodicea developed this ointment, this medical powder for people's eyes.
就像呢，旁边呢，还有Polis呢，那个地方有温泉，温泉能治病。那老李家呢，他们呢也有，他们这些人呢也有发明了一种药，一种粉药，这个药呢能治你的眼睛。Jesus
is also using this to show them where they are spiritually. So look at what Jesus says. He says they are wretched even though they are rich. He says they are poor even though they have so many banks in the city. That even though they have this incredible ointment for the eyes, that they are still blind. And even though they have this fine wool, they are still naked. Now, while we do not have these same outward physical situations today,
当然我们今天，表面上可能我们没有同样的问题。
We certainly have the same spiritual challenges.
但是在我们属于我们灵命上面，我们同样有同样的挑战。
And so third and finally, after identifying what the problem is, Jesus always gives us the solution.
那最后呢，耶稣把他们的问题给指出来了，耶稣也就给他们解决了吧。He
calls us to repent and commune with the Amen, Jesus Christ.
让我们悔改，让我们和这个那个叫称为阿门的，就是耶稣基督，有很好的沟通。
Sometimes we can overlook this very important fact. That all the words of this letter in their directness, and sometimes maybe even of being a bit harsh, are directed and given to Christians. Which helps us even understand why Jesus would come to them and say that he is the Amen. He's saying that why you are faithless, I am faithful. I am the true witness. And what he's calling them to do is to continue to repent. See, part of the problem is sometimes as Christians we think we repented once when we became a Christian, and that's all we need to repent of. Yet many scriptures call us to continue to repent and be humbled. First Peter chapter 5 says this.
彼得前书五章五节和五章六节是正确的。
All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
所以你们要自卑，不在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。See
the Christians in Laodicea and us today, sometimes we want to boast not in God but in ourselves and our accomplishments.
基督徒，历史上的基督徒，老底亚教会的基督徒和当今的基督徒都一样。我们经常会夸口，而且呢，我们夸口呢，不是指着主夸口，是指着我们自己所做的来夸口。In
1st and 2nd Corinthians, Paul quotes Jeremiah chapter 9 and says, "Let him who boasts, boast in the Lord."
但是呢，在哥林多前书啊一章31节和哥林多后书10章17节。
Galatians 6 says, "May I never boast in the except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world."
那加拉太书的6章14节又这么说的，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主。
And we're familiar with Ephesians chapter 2, which tells us that our salvation is not of works, so that no one can boast. So Revelation 3:19 commands us as Christians to be earnest and repent. If we are honest with ourselves, we often like to rest or take pride in our accomplishments, what we've done for God's kingdom. Only too much later do we realize that these are poor substitutes for God's grace. Second is application for us to consider is to accept Jesus' invitation to grow in Him, not in our religiosity.
那么第二点呢，就是我们要接受耶稣基督啊的邀请，让我们呢。
Let me read Revelation 3:20. It says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Now we often hear this verse, or sometimes hear this verse, in the setting of an evangelistic service. Telling non-Christians to come and invite Jesus into their hearts. And while that's useful, we need to remind ourselves that Jesus here is talking to those who already profess Christ and consider themselves to be Christians. He's challenging them and us with the fact that their religion has nothing to do with an intimate relationship with Him, but just doing activities. Can the same be said for us? And Jesus just doesn't leave it to words or to an invitation. But he wants to come in and eat with us. Now, I don't need to tell Chinese people the importance of having good food. I've had some of your cooking in this room, and it is amazing. Even today, Shabbat was bringing in food when he came to church. We understand this idea of food being an identification with people that we enjoy and love. It shows our care and our intimacy with others. And we even had a meal this morning where Jesus invites us to come and take and eat. And so what he's calling us to do in verse 19 of Revelation 3 is to renew that intimate communion that I long to have with you. Now we cannot do this on our own. It is not by our strength that we can ever have this relationship with Christ. But that's why, third and finally, Jesus gives himself as the hope we have to overcome. Revelation verse 21 says this, "To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." Sometimes we think to walk the Christian life is too hard. It's too difficult. That I have to die to myself and my own desires. Let's face it, we are selfish people. Life would be better if everybody would leave me alone. But fortunately, Jesus breaks us of that selfishness.
但是耶稣呢，把我们这个自私这个观点呢给击碎。
And he invites us this morning to renew our communion with him.
啊，在今天的圣餐中呢，耶稣。
Because he did not.
让我们和他一起，和他一起喝水。
He did not serve himself.
他没有只为他自己。
He's never said to us, "Leave me alone."
他从来没有说，哎，你别离了。
But he gave his body on the cross for us. So now we live by his resurrection. So this week, would you pray what he taught us to pray? May your kingdom come. May your will be done. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Will you endeavor by God's grace to do this? Let's pray. Father, thank you for these gospel reminders that you do not leave us on our own.
天父，感谢你，感谢你啊，教导我们啊，你从来没有抛弃。
Because like wandering sheep, we would stray from you and stray into danger.
迷失的羊，如果离开了你，就会很危险。
And yet you love us, you care for us, you seek us, and you want to come in and have fellowship with us.
主啊，你爱我们，你愿意和我们同坐，你愿意到我们心中来。
So be glorified in our lives this week and today. In your strong name we pray. Amen.
Amen.